Nestora Salgado is a naturalized U.S. citizen. She's lived in the Seattle area since 1991, but several times a year she goes back to her poverty-stricken home state of Guerrero, Mexico, to deliver clothes and goods. It's an area riddled with violence from gangs and drug cartels. So last year, Salgado got more involved. She became the commander of a community police force. Her daughter, Grisella, says it's been inaccurately referred to as a vigilante force, but she says while vigilantes are outside the law, these indigenous forces are actually allowed in parts of Mexico. In fact, she says the governor of the state of Guerrero initially endorsed the group, even gave them trucks for patrolling.
But as soon as my mom started showing proof, you know, that a lot of the politicians were corrupt, he withdrew his support. You know, she started getting in the way of a lot of people's financial interests, and now she's locked up in prison.
Nestora Salgado's cause has been taken up by the International Human Rights Legal Clinic at Seattle University, which has petitioned the United Nations for her release. On this day, as local labor and socialist groups march and chant, Grisella and her father knock on the door of the Mexican consulate. An aide lets them in, no media allowed. When they return, Grisella tells me the consulate agreed to deliver their letter to the president of Mexico. I ask if she's satisfied.
We accomplished our goal for today, yes. But I won't feel satisfied until she's home, until my mom's home.
To achieve that goal, Nestora Salgado's family has also been lobbying the two U.S. senators and local congressmen from Washington. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.